Welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning, everyone. So, we're just a few days away from Christmas, so I want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, a happy Kwanzaa, and the best part of all, happy to be with my family and the love of all our friends. I think that's the best part about the season. So I'm here today with Jacob.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm really very doing great, and I have some good ideas for the new year.
Well, I am excited to hear these good ideas because I'm always looking for a new idea for the new year.
Well, the number one thing is I'm not making any New Year's resolutions.
That's an interesting I think we all do it, or at least we all talk about making a New Year's resolution, and then I would say what, maybe 40% of people actually?
Or more. But I'm not. Now, that means no New Year's resolutions does not mean not doing nothing at all. In other words, what we're going to talk about today is called prevention planning.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, so what are we trying to prevent? As you, I've spoken to my audience before. I'm a family physician. I'm a lipidologist, which means I specialize in the prevention of heart attack and stroke. I manage people with diabetes, people who have vascular disease, to prevent, control, and regress vascular disease. And if you've been listening in our shows before, we've covered a lot of different topics. And in the future, we're going to have guests, and we'll be also covering many more topics. So I want to remind everyone that you can call. This is a talk show. 206.
It helps when they call, right?
Yes, 206-1580. And I love to hear questions. And I know more and more people are listening to the show, but I think people are a little bit shy, including my patients. And I tell them, you can call and you don't have to use your name if you're that shy.
Just ask the question. We'll give you the answer. We'll move on.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
Great. So I have to tell you, I have the most wonderful staff in my office. So I have been discussing with them. We're all women. We all have ideas, and we all want to prevent disease and prevent vascular disease, and we all want to help each other do that. So we thought about it. We're not going to do New Year's resolutions because people make a list of 10 or 20 resolutions, and what happens? They plan, they set themselves up for failure because they don't follow them. So this is what I want to do. We're going to plan to prevent. I want everyone to take a sheet of paper. I want everyone to write down three goals that they want to accomplish for January. Not the whole year. We're talking 30 days. Just 30 days.
That seems easy enough.
Okay. Three goals. And of course, those goals are going to be related to health. I mean, I'm not going to talk about, you know, I'm going to save money or cut off my credit cards.
That's a different show on a different time.
Right.
We're going to talk about your health.
We're talking about your health. Okay. So you're going to write down three goals. And in January, I'm going to talk about what my goals are. And my ladies in my office also are going to talk about their goals too in the future. Okay, you're going to take these goals, you're going to write them down on a piece of paper. Okay? You're going to pick one of those three goals. Just one. You're going to take that one goal and write that on another piece of paper. You're going to take the three goals and put them in an envelope and stash them. I think everybody that I know has an underwear drawer, don't they?
Yes. Yes, I think 100% of the audience has an underwear drawer.
Okay. I want everyone to put that envelope and put January on it and stash that in their underwear drawer.
Okay. Three goals.
All right. You have three goals written, and you're going to pick one goal.
Ah, okay.
You're only going to pick one goal. Remember, what we're practicing is prevention planning, okay? You take that one goal, and we're going to talk about what kind of goals it could be. You take that one goal, and that goal, you're going to do it every day.
Ooh, I like this.
For 30 days. Let's say, I'm going to be very, very simple. Let's say your goal is, I'm going to eat a green vegetable every day. I mean, it's a simple goal. I'm going to go into other type of goals.
Sure.
But let's say that's your goal. You're going to pick one goal. You're going to, that goal that you pick, you're going to write it down and journal it every day. You're going to do it daily. You have to visualize it. You're going to write it down and journal it. There has been many studies that show that if you write things down, if you keep a journal, or other people call it a diary, you're more likely to stick to your plan.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I've done that before.
So let's say January the 1st, you're going to write it down, January the 1st. You can write down, I didn't do it, I did it, what your goal is. Okay? All right. You're going to do it daily, no matter what it is, every single day. No breaks, every day. You're going to visualize it. You're going to write it down. The other thing that's going to make your goal successful is if you can get a buddy, or what I call buddy up, okay? Which is what my ladies, what we're going to do is we're going to do this plan. Everybody's already been talking about it. And actually, we're going to get a dry erase board. We're going to put it up in our area, in the office, probably in the break room. And we're going to put what each of our goal is that we're picking for that month. Now, remember, the reason is we're starting off in small increments. What we want to do or what we want to change. You know, everyone has wonderful intentions, but we know that many people don't do it. So the best way to make a change or to make a commitment is to pick one thing.
So you're creating habits.
Right. We're trying to encourage habits, but also retrain the brain. Retrain the brain, okay? Now, again, in January, we'll start off, and I'm actually going to have, at the end of the month, I'm planning to have either a few of my ladies with me or one or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, we are all human here. We all have something that we want to either make better, accomplish for our health. Okay? So, we as a group have made a commitment that we're going to help each other to help ourselves. Remember, one of the things I tell my patients, for example, when it comes to smoking, even if they quit smoking 20 years ago, I congratulate them and tell them that is the best gift you gave yourself.
Oh, absolutely. That's, yeah.
Okay? So, I think this is pretty simple, and I want people to call 206-1580. As you know, Jacob, I'm a family physician. I am the first woman to grow up in Charlotte County and come back and practice medicine.
That's pretty impressive. I like that.
And I'm very proud of my office staff. I'm proud of my family, and I love living here. I think it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I was one of those that moved down here when I was younger, moved away to go to college, stayed up north, and then decided that winters weren't for me, so I had to come back. This is just a beautiful area to live.
It's a beautiful area. It's there's so many opportunities, and there's so much to do. And if you want to go to a big city, you can still, you know, travel to a big city.
Sure, sure.
So back to the focus of health. This is, we're going to do things, again, Make it simple. I find that people make a list. They go, oh my goodness, I have diabetes, I have high blood pressure, I have cholesterol, I have this. I said, let's work on something simple, one thing at a time. Okay? Let's pick one goal and we're going to work on it. So once we work on that one goal for a month, at the end of the month, we're going to look at that envelope that we put away. And then we're going to do something for the next month, either a new goal that you may want to write down. So every month you're going to have an envelope, January, February, March, of three goals, and you're going to pick one. And I'm going to give some examples of the goals that will do something to help your health. Number one of the goals, a lot of people decide they're going to lose weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
okay. And that is, I myself have struggles with it. I have lost and gained weight. It's extremely hard. And I understand when my patients come in, I have much empathy. I mean, I've had patients, can't you give me a pill?
And the magic pill, right?
The magic pill. And I said, you know, if I had the magic wand, I would use it.
And you'd be very
happy.
And I'd
use it on myself, too. You know what I mean?
I mean, hey.
All right? So I think we need to put everything into perspective. What is it that affects our weight? Number one, and we've discussed this at other shows, other programs, learn your portions. Did you know that even if you just change the size of your plate to a smaller plate, most likely you're going to cut out 22% of your calories?
Wow. I did not know that.
Yes. Just small down your plate. And I was discussing this with my ladies at the office. Smaller plates. Especially when you go out to dinner or go out to lunch. The portions are too big. Cut it in half before you even start to eat. Know what you're eating. We've talked before. We discussed about good fats, bad fats. I don't want to get into all the details because I'm trying to be broad enough so that people can sit down and make those goals. I've had people say they never eat vegetables.
That's crazy.
No vegetables at all. So what if just your goal is to say, I'm going to eat a green vegetables. Greens, you know.
Salad, peas, green beans.
Well, peas has a lot of carbs. See, that's the thing. It's green. But you want to go for greens like kale, bok choy, broccoli, spinach, those kind of greens.
Okay. Didn't know that.
All right. See, peas have a lot
today.
Of carbs.
I like this. Okay.
Okay. I know people think, oh, I eat corn. Well, corn has a lot of carbohydrates. So if you're trying to limit your carbohydrates, we have discussed about calories and portions before. Remember, a portion of meat is the size of a deck of cards.
Okay.
Know, the other suggestion is know your full. I call it your full point. Oh my God, I'm full. Not, oh my gosh, I can't take it. I'm so full. It's, I know I'm full. Everybody has to know that point.
Do you recommend eating slower?
Slower, smaller portions, and know what you're eating. You know, I think there's a great, have you seen that program where the guy goes, eat this and not that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean,
Men's Health Magazine does something similar or of the same concept on a monthly basis, yeah. It's amazing what they put in there.
Yes, I mean, people think, oh my goodness, you don't realize that if you make the right choices, you can actually eat more food. But you have to pick the right foods. Making good choices. How about a pantry makeover?
Okay.
Or also a refrigerator makeover. How many people go and stand in front of the refrigerator and try to pick something out that they know is not going to be good for them?
I can give you an example of that. My wife and I did that last year when we decided that enough was enough with weight and getting healthy. We essentially would not buy chips, anything. I mean, anything. It was the snacks in the house were of the variety that, you know, a good protein or, you know, healthy carb type thing, vegetables. And we just didn't buy any of that stuff. And the interesting part was I've got two smaller kids, 6 and 4.
Yeah.
You know, when you don't buy the stuff and it's not in the house and all that's in there to eat is healthy, the kids eat it as well. I you know, these people that say, oh, my kids won't eat that. How do you know? Have you tried? Have you made them, have you changed the lifestyle in your home to where that's what they eat? Because guess what?
Correct.
When they get hungry, they'll eat.
Correct. Because if you, again, remember this, we're going to make goals. We're going to make small goals to change. And if you, everyone, we're going to discuss more in detail what we're going to pick as goals. So one of the other goals that I think is very important, we talked about weight. We talked about moving. Move your body. We know that exercise increases your metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise makes your muscles want to use up those calories that you're putting in your body, that energy, so that you don't store it as fat. So exercise, move, get a pedometer, walk 10,000 steps. I'm not saying that you have people have to be a marathon runner. I mean, I applaud if people can do that.
Right.
But we're talking about a 30-day goal. I want everyone to make a 30-day goal. We'll worry about the rest of the year. We're going to do this in small parts.
Let me ask you this. If you're doing, let's say weight loss is your ultimate goal. That's the big goal, but we're choosing three. And you have something that has to do with eating, something that has to do with exercise, and then another goal in your three. Is there one that you should choose? Should you change eating first, exercise first, or is it just do one or the other?
Well, because I'm trying to do a 30-day goal, I think you need to pick one and focus on it.
Okay.
Every day. Okay. Let's say you say I'm going to, like, for example, I would like to have one of my goals is to do that. Is to do 5 minutes at least every single day on the elliptical every day. I don't care if I get home at midnight. I'm going to do 5 minutes on the elliptical.
Sure.
And I'm going to write it down. Now, we know 5 minutes is not going to be enough. I'm trying to retrain my brain, knowing that I can do it and I'm going to do it every single day. Now, if anybody out there has suggestions, please call us. And I want everyone to do that. And I want people to call in and talk about what are the three goals that they picked out, they wrote down, and which one are they going to do for January.
Let's say they don't want to call into the show. How would they get in touch with you at your office?
They can call my office. They can call my office. And if they have any questions, we have a website, TrianaPreventionCenter.com, which also patients can listen to previous shows, which we've spoken in details about diabetes, arthritis, blood sugars. I want to get people really interested in learning and knowing. There is so much information that people get, again, overwhelmed. And if we can just keep it very simple with simple goals, to focus on what they want to change.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Now, one of them is moving. The other, another goal could be good sleep time. We're not machines. We all need sleep.
That is true. And we don't get enough of it.
And we know that not enough sleep is associated, poor sleep habits is associated with heart disease. For example, if people have sleep apnea too, it's associated with fatigue. Now, I don't think I'm going to have time to go into everything in detail, but I also want to talk about, and we're going to do it the next program, cigarette smoking. That's also a goal. And also emotional health, stress.
Yeah, because stress leads to so many other things. I mean, when you get stressed, you eat, you don't exercise, you don't sleep well. Well, you hit it all right there with
everything. Stress is so important. And when I say stress, economic stress, illness stress, remember, why am I here today? I am here to help everyone to prevent an illness that's the number one killer, heart disease, in men and women. And we can eliminate this disease if we have more knowledge and if we can make these simple goals and follow them. And as we go through the year, we're going to work on them. I'm just throwing out there what are the main things. There's other things to look at.
Sure.
I have discussed before knowing your heart numbers, knowing your cholesterol, knowing your blood pressure, knowing what your blood sugar is, knowing what your weight is. But again, I want to refocus on what are the three goals. Remember, I want everyone to put it in an envelope. And I thought the underwear drawer, because everyone opens up their underwear drawer and it's going to be right there.
That's right.
To remind me, these are my January goals. It's called prevention planning. I didn't make up this saying, but I read a saying that said, if you don't plan, you plan to fail.
I've heard that many, yeah.
I think it was a football coach who said that. I don't, but I can tell you that what a wonderful saying.
And it's absolutely true. When you think, oh, I'll do that later. I'll get to that. That's what I want to do. But you don't actually figure out how you're going to do it.
Right.
It's not going to get done.
It's not going to get done. So we are making something very simple with the goals that everyone is going to write down and pick one for January. And the reason I don't call it New Year's resolutions is because, oh, we have a caller.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and I wanted to know if the doctor could tell me if stress or a change of diet would help.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, caller, very much. Yes, stress and diet does make a difference. If you're overweight, it would help to try to lose some weight. And the other thing that really helps fibromyalgia is low-impact aerobics, walking, moving your body. So I want you to think about this, caller, and thank you again for calling. And please listen to my program. Are we about to end?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That goes so fast, doesn't it?
Yes. Everyone, have a wonderful holiday. Stay healthy. We won't be here next week, but we'll be here in January. I want more callers. Any questions, suggestions, please call us. Stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana. For more information on the topics discussed here today, call the Triana Prevention Center at 941-625-1990.
The following program is paid for by Thomas Capiello and Ryan Rupert, financial advisors at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. Thomas Capiello and Ryan Rupert have obtained the information for the